Hi friends, Amy here, producer and host of The Activity Continues, a podcast where we delve into haunted houses, spooky stories, and things that go bump in the night. Each episode, I'm joined by Megan, who is hilarious, and is also the first one to nope out if anything ghosty happens. We recap episodes of The Dead Files, and we also tell creepy listener stories and talk to real-life ghost hunters and mediums, as well as some Dead Files clients. It's spooky, it's funny, it's occasionally unhinged, but it's always a good time. So, if you're into haunted history, ghost stories, and just the right amount of nonsense, grab your favorite beverage and come hang out with us, where the activity continues.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters,
your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
On this episode of Coffee and Cryptids, we'll be discussing the Not Deer. The Not Deer is a modern cryptid not coming into popularity until a Tumblr post by Will O. the Witch in 2019. It's almost impossible to find any stories about the Not Deer prior to this post, believing it was made popular by sites such as 4chan, Reddit, TikTok, and Tumblr. It's said to inhabit the Appalachian area, specifically Tennessee. The Not Deer is described as a normal deer at first, but the more you look at it, the more you notice that something is off about it. This includes its front-facing eyes like a predator would have, limbs that are longer than normal, a very barrel-like chest, a gaunt, bony body and face, and movements like a baby deer while looking like an adult. Its behavior is very strange as well. It doesn't have a fear of humans, but will only chase or attack when provoked. It seems to have more intelligence and emotion than a normal deer, which tends to give people an off feeling about the creature. It will approach humans, but with stuttered and wobbly movements, unlike a normal deer. Commonly will stand and walk on its hind legs for long periods of time, which is another thing that normal deer don't do.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Yeah, not deer, like the whole topic of it is always kind of free. Again, me and Uncanny Valley, I can't do it. I hate it. No, thank you. Yeah, I've seen people like draw not deer with like the fangs and stuff.
Oh,
and like
yeah.
Seeing a prey animal like
being predatory.
Shown, depicted as predatory is very scary.
It's like stay in your lane.
Yeah.
When also I have to say, so to play, you know, devil's advocate a little bit here, when, you know, it said that he approaches people in a shaky manner, I get that. I understand. Oh. Like, cause same sometimes. Sometimes I'm a little nervous.
Maybe it's just
when
an
I walk
anxious deer.
Towards
oh,
other
not an
humans.
Anxious, front-facing eyed, scary. No.
Hey, now that's why he's no. Anxious. He knows that he's scary.
He's a little f***ed up.
I have to bleep that out. I'm sorry.
I don't understand why some people think it's a kangaroo that escaped from a zoo or a circus.
That's crazy.
Mm.
Like, it does explain like the standing, walking on hind legs and lack of fear of humans, but like. Deer and kangaroo don't
move
look alike.
The same.
No,
they also
not even,
don't. Yeah,
not even a little. Like I feel like most.
Where's the hops?
Oh,
the hopping.
You right?
The yeah. If it was a kangaroo, then
yeah,
you'd be hopping.
I don't. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. I think.
Plus, that'd have to be a lot of escaped like kangaroos.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's like I don't know. That is
very strange. Yeah.
Yeah, I've always like, and I've had a couple of weird. Oh, you were with me. One of the ones, like, at Hocking Hills, we had, like, some weird...
We had a lot of weird experiences at Hocking, which, yeah. Like, it's, like, foothills of Appalachia.
It
so.
Is, yeah. Which makes sense. It's just weird. The woods are odd.
Yeah. Well, it's the type of yeah. thing, I think I saw a post about this somewhere where it was, like, the woods can go from, like, being beautiful and inviting, like, when it's daylight outside... And then all of a sudden, within a matter of hours, it's like the scariest place to be. It's like a switch.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
I like the idea that a lot of people have that Appalachia is haunted.
Yeah.
Like that the tribes who originally inhabited it, like cursed it.
Yeah.
When they were pushed out.
Yeah, I could see that sort of. It's just so weird because it's such a specific area and all the locals are always like, we automatically close our windows and we cover them at night. And there's,
exactly.
If you hear the noise, you didn't. Don't talk about it.
If you hear something like, in the woods, no, you didn't. If you see something in the woods, no, you didn't. And if you hear something calling your name, you run the other way.
Yeah. Which is weird that it's literally like
it's universal so normalized there. To them.
Like, oh yeah.
It's just the routine that they go.
They're like, nope, sundown, no more fun times. Close every, lock it up, pack it up.
One of my grandmas is originally from Appalachia and she like explained those rules to me when I was super young. So imagine being like 6 and your granny's just like, if you see something in these woods, no, you don't. If you hear something, no, you don't. And if somebody's hollering your name, you run the other way, child.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you do not whistle.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Oh, shoot. I do that all the time. In the woods. Self-soothe. No.
Oh, no. Okay, I was going to say. Yeah, don't. Ah!
I mean, what do we think about the deformed deer theory, though?
Nah. Pass. I don't think so. Maybe, like, there could have been one occurrence. Of a deer, how are you going to make it that long in life? Because these are almost always depicted as adults. If it's that deformed with his eyes, like face forward, which one, its whole skull would have to be really messed up for that. How did it make it this far? Because being a prey animal, it would not be able to see.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, because their eyes are on the sides, right? So they can like see around.
Yeah, they can fully see like way more than we can.
Yes.
So they can detect things. So one, that would already put it at a bad state. And then if it's obviously so wobbly and weird and off, that also heightens
it. Not able
it
to escape, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a prime target. So the fact that he even made it that long, maybe there could have been one case of that or so. Usually not. And usually hunters will, if they see an animal struggling that much,
they'll just pick them off out of hey, mercy, I'm not going to let it suffer. Mercy killing. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you don't want an animal like that to suffer. So I don't think it's necessarily that. Because again, then you'd have hunters talk about their experiences and be like, no, this was just, hopefully, have them like talk about, like, this was just a deformed deer that we had we mercifully took its life so that it wouldn't be suffering anymore. Because obviously an animal like that, would be suffering. There's no way that it wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. And you said like multiple sightings, right? Too. So it's just one deformed deer. It's like there's multiple.
Yeah, and it's like, what is it going to be? A bloodline? Yeah. But that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. A lot of people think it might be chronic wasting disease, aka zombie deer. Yeah. This is like also a suspected suggestion for like windy boys from indigenous people's folklore.
Yeah. I know a lot about that, which is crazy. So they will always like bring themselves to water and drown themselves near the end, which is awful. And I hate it.
Yeah.
But it's more like, I would describe the disease
talk
more
much?
Like,
not
the
a lot.
Deersies. The deers. Oh boy. I would describe that as more of like a zombified state than like a intelligent creature at that point, because their body, like their skin and muscle and stuff will start to like fall off, which is horrible. But then they literally will just start like walking in circles and like,
yeah, and it wouldn't,
nothing coherent,
like come up to you or attack you. It's just, it's so confused, especially towards the end.
Yeah.
Like it's just, I don't know. None of these like make a lot of sense.
No. Yeah. That's unless everybody's just somehow making it up in all of the stories of folklore and everything. Cause that's the odd thing is like, you'll hear about some of these cryptids, especially with Appalachia, that have been passed on for generations and generations, and there's still sightings still being passed on. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Like Windy Boys and Walkie Boys, because I refuse to say their actual names.
Skin be walking.
It do.
Everybody gangsta till the skin starts walking.
Whistable walking.
If somebody's skin suit like just started peeled off its body and started walking towards me, I think I'd have to end it.
Yeah.
No, I'd have to end it all right then and there.
That's how I feel about a lot of like, if I encounter such a horrible, devastating, I can't really like fathom it. I'm out. Peace.
Yeah. Aliens! Beam me up!
Hear me out. What if the not deer are just aliens?
Makes sense. They're trying to blend in and can't quite do it.
They tried, don't get it.
Yeah, they didn't get better. They haven't gotten the algorithm quite right yet.
Yeah, fix that. Come on. Come on now.
There's also been a theory that it's a variety of a windy boy or a walkie boy. Because it does share a lot of similarities with both creatures.
Yeah.
Maybe it's some sort of like hybrid of them.
Because
walkie boys are shapeshifters.
Love between the two.
Yeah, well, love. Oh boy. Because in certain tribes, they've talked about, I know for the, I believe that it's the skinny boys are originally like people who
witches.
Consume. Yeah, witches. And then I think
The windy ones are people who have consumed human flesh at some point. So that's odd to say, like, a mixture. Like, that doesn't make sense really either. Like, how do you get are you a witch who also just eats people?
I guess, probably.
like the witch in Hansel and Gretel?
Oh, yeah. I guess that's fair.
She likes eating kids. Maybe she became the not deer.
There we go. Okay, yeah. That's the origin story.
Hansel and Gretel's real, and that's all I took away.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It is kind of likely that it was just made up to just get attention on the internet, but... It is still super creepy.
I think maybe somebody did see like a diseased deer and then told the story, and then everyone was like, oh my gosh, it's a thing, and it's...
and ran with it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have, like, you can't find anything about it prior to that Tumblr post where that's it's fair. Like...
Oh, Tumblr. Yep.
Yeah,
where it came from Tumblr, so...
If anyone has personal experiences, tell us, though. Yeah. If you want to prove us wrong.
I'll hear you out.
Yeah. We'll hear... We will
pictures
hear anyone
preferred.
Out.
Oh. Videos. Okay.
I don't know if I want to look at pictures or videos of these things.
I kind of want to. I kind of want to see. If it's clearly photoshopped, I'm calling you out.
If you find one and taxidermize it, that's even better. Send it to us at PO Box.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I'm thinking it's either made up or it's aliens.
Yeah. But yeah, send us all of your, any of these stories. Send us your own. Yeah.
Your personal experiences, your hauntings, your cryptid sightings. Was your uncle Jeffrey Dahmer? We want to hear.
Yeah, we want to hear all of it. We will do a little spooky review.
Yeah, I want to talk about all of your cases.
Thanks so much for listening.
Stay spooky or funky.
What?